Spider mite control thresholds on almonds. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Haviland is a UCANR entomologist farm advisor based in Kern County.
So we looked at 12 different orchards over the past decade, tracked the mites over time, and at each site we synchronized the numbers based on, we used 1.4 mites per leaf. We called that day zero, and then we calibrated all the other data as weeks before or weeks after that day zero. So what we did is we made a line. We just said, okay, here's this diagonal line. We identified that point, said that's when a treatment should be made. Anything below that's no big deal. After that point is when things start getting ugly. That's what we want to prevent. Now we recognize it takes about a week on average from the day you decide to treat until the day a treatment is made.
So the researchers came back a week later to find out what that number was.
What we found out was you should decide to treat if there's 1.4 mites per leaf to prevent the population from getting to 5.4 per leaf, to therefore prevent economic losses, which are well above that point.
Now, how does that relate to real numbers?
So 1.4 mites per leaf, it's a threshold, is 38% of leaves infested. If we compare that back to what Frank Zalem and others determined in 1984, they said 43.6. So two completely different methods of very good research. We're talking 35 years apart. Both showed this exact same number, that treatments are not needed unless you have 40% of leaves infested. Up to that point, you're fine.
I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.